Peterson is our guest from Reading, a great syndicated radio host here on Genesis, also the station manager he happened to be on, is coming up to talk about a host of issues and to continue with your phone calls. But, Ted, I mean, this is a no-brainer. Back when, I mean, you guys send me the daily coin offers, and I see it, and it'll be a fifth of an ounce, say, European franc, and it'll be $2, $3, $4, $5 markup, depending what day it is. I happen to know your markup on a $250 coin is $3, $4. I've asked you how you even operate. Then on top of that, you sell bullion, collector coins, you name it. You buy them when the market's down, and then you sell it when the market is up at the original price. And I know I keep explaining that to people, but folks are not going to find better deals. What about the half-ounce silver coins you've got that you bought when silver was at $15? But of course, you had to pay the premium to get them. And then now it's right up there at 19 something, almost 20. I mean, tell folks about that offer.
Yeah, sure. It's the Walking Liberty half right now. I'm selling that coin at 975. And that coin right now is trading at $11 plus out there in the marketplace. So that is just a fabulous buy as well. You know what else I have? I have the British Sovereign at 332.12. I've been checking my competitors' sites. They're out of them. I accumulated these things when the price was lower. I guess I'm really lucky I locked into what I did.
Yeah, that's another issue. They admit in Europe, especially in Austria, they're running out of gold or have run out. They're putting in gold vending machines in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. People are really starting to discover gold, and when the yuppies finally discover it, it's over.
Well, that's right, because there's not enough above-ground supply to go around. You replayed that interview that you had with the Gatta guy, and that's what he was talking about. The above-ground supply of gold is not enough to meet the demand right now, and that's why we're seeing the price go up. There just is simply not enough coins to go around, let alone a coin that was made previous to the 1940s. You know, that British sovereign goes all the way back into the 1800s. So do the francs. There's a finite supply of them out there. I don't know if you understand what that means. It just means that they're never going to be manufactured again, ever. So what I'm dealing with is something that was manufactured in the 1800s and the early 1900s. A lot of people like to buy these coins because they talk about exemptions from confiscation and this type of thing. I just like to get small pieces of gold in your hand. In this particular case, I'm selling it for less than half the value of the spot price of gold. So I don't know how in the world I can make this easier for people to buy gold. I need people to get into gold coins. So do you. And of course your purchases help the network and support the broadcast of the Alex Jones Show. But isn't that what we want to do in the first place?
Yeah, we're not funded by the federal government and the Ford Foundation and the Texas Film Commission. We're funded by you buying the books, the videos, supporting the sponsors, and getting the gold. Plus, I've shopped around. Ted is the best. That's why he's getting so big in his 30 years in business. That's why when others are running out because suppliers don't trust him, Ted can get it because he has the highest rating of the Better Business Bureau. Even reputable coin dealers don't usually have that because people always complain. Ted has the highest rating you can get. Give him a call, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, ladies and gentlemen, for gold and your silver needs. Now is the time to get involved. They got a bunch of other coins in gold and silver, but a lot of it in small amounts because they're running out. Ask about it, and you get the big discount when you say, I heard it on the Alex Jones Show. It is a Ted Anderson, Alex Jones special, 800-686-2237. And we also have an article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Watson that talks about 3,000. It says gold could explode to 3,000 as confidence in currencies collapses. And the only way you can get this special deal on an online offer, because the prices are higher at MidasResources.com, you link through to the special page we've got at the bottom. You can get these same radio deals via this offer at PrisonPlanet.com. Gold could explode to 3,000 as confidence in currencies collapse. Key article and the link at the bottom, 800-686-2237. Don't procrastinate. Brokers will be there till midnight tonight. Ted Anderson, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. Rob Redding, syndicated radio talk show host, great radio presence. You'll be joining us and your phone calls, Chris, Paul, Ralph, and others. Stay with us.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we've got 52 minutes left in radio transmission. I'll be taking calls on the same subject. The racist film Machete by Robert Rodriguez. It's basically a race war film. We have the script coming out in September. Racist film Machete produced with taxpayer funds. We're going to talk about the Arizona situation, the border situation, how this is threatening to really cause tension in the country, and where the situation is going. Mexico literally collapsing, many of the criminals of the country pouring across, but many also hardworking people who've had their economy destroyed by NAFTA and GATT. Where is all this going? It's ReadingNewsReview.com. He's got a syndicated radio show on Genesis. I always enjoy it when I'm able to tune into it. And he also is a program director at KMLB 540 AM in Monroe, Louisiana. And they've been picking us up for 4 or 5 months. They've already seen some ratings increases on my show. So that's exciting. A lot of new stations. We're gaining about 2 or 3 a week right now, which is a fast growth rate for us. So we want folks to also tune into 540 AM in Monroe, Louisiana, KMLB. And our guest, Rob Redding, is going to be with us for the next 50 minutes, the balance of the hour. We'll also get into what's happening globally with the banks, what he sees happening with the bailouts. The end of the left-right paradigm is no matter who you put in office, the looting just continues. So we'll be discussing that. We're going to go to Chris, Paul, Ralph, and others who've already been holding along the same issue. So stay there, callers. We're going to get to you. Appreciate you calling. Rob, good to have you here with us.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, tell us, most of my listeners probably know who you are and tune in. Your show's one of the most popular here on the network. But the type of talk radio you do and where you see this country going.
Well, the type of talk radio I do, first of all, let me just say thank you again for having me on. I really appreciate it. You're one of the most important voices in radio. Congratulations on the Radio Inc. cover. I was showing my boss the other day, the owner of the radio station, that this show is definitely growing by leaps and bounds. I look for you to be at, what, 500 or 600 affiliates before it's all over with after having that cover.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Well, people see the light of day. I think that they're starting to understand that there is definitely something afoot in Washington, D.C., and it's corrupt, and it needs to be addressed, and this show does just that.
Well, thank you.
The type of show that I do is I'm an independent. I do, I guess, radio from an independent perspective. We share a lot of the same views in that I believe that government is corrupt. I believe that the Republicans and Democrats are duping us and that they need to be exposed. And that's what the show seeks to do. It's called Reading News Review and the website readingnewsreview.com.
Well, I always enjoy the show, not just because of your commentary and energy and intelligence, but also the guests you have on. I mean, you're a program director and you produce your show, and
right.
You're kind of in the same place I'm at, having to do a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's important work that you are doing and that I think that I'm doing because, you know, you could always say that, you know, I've got products and things like that that I sell, but I also have products that I give away. I give away just as many books as I sell. It's probably more books than I sell. I know you supply your audience daily with your radio show and get little reward from it. But you also have lots of YouTube videos that I've watched and I think are very compelling. I don't agree with all the elements, but I do believe that your heart is in the right place and that you ultimately stand for the same thing I stand for. That's truth.
Well, Rob Redding, let's get your take on the hottest issue right now in the United States. Or if you disagree, I mean, maybe it's the war with Iran or the economy imploding. But what I hear on talk radio, in the newspapers, what I hear people talking about on the street is the fact that Mexico is collapsing, mm-hmm. That there are people here who do not want our borders controlled, and both political parties basically want to drive down the wages. They want to have, groups in this nation that they can exploit. But either way you look at it, it looks to me like it's starting to really deteriorate and come to a head. What's your view on the Arizona situation?
Well, I believe that this is a situation where clearly there are some issues of race here. But however, this is identity politics, smash mouth identity politics that the Democrats are playing. They would not be concerned about these people in this state being free if they didn't gain something from it. You wouldn't have Al Sharpton out there talking about boycotting. You wouldn't have you wouldn't have the likes of Jesse Jackson out there talking about. This is Selma, Alabama, if they didn't think that they were going to gain something from it. So the Democrats have always been a hodgepodge of different groups, whether it be blacks, whether it be gays, whether it be Jews or whatever. It's a hodgepodge of different people. And this is identity politics where they're trying to bring these 500,000 people, these illegals, people that are illegally here from the moment they stepped into the country, are illegally here, have committed a crime into the Democratic Party. And that's what's going on here. And I've been saying on my radio program, and I'm serious about this, we need to lock every single individual that comes across the border up and put them in jail. Don't deport them for them to come back over. Put them in jail. That's what I'm talking about. Because the reverse of that is they would rather us carry national ID cards in our own country so they can mark us, so they can track us, okay? The government, people that are here legally, that were born here, raised here, like you and I, carry these cards so they know exactly where we are, what we're doing, and God knows what else, to be in our own country. And that's ridiculous.
Well,
these
Rob
people
Redding,
are illegally here.
Rob Redding, that's a point I've made, and I'm glad you bring that up. They have a 100-mile deep zone around the whole country with Border Patrol checkpoints where citizens, the YouTube videos are famous, Pastor Anderson and others, get beat up for asking questions, black, Hispanic, white. If you're a citizen, you're a piece of trash. We have
all over the news where illegals get let go for no driver's license, no insurance, drunk driving. The judges just let them go. The railroad serial killer killed a bunch of people, continued to be released. They're undocumented, and then it's a bait and switch. Bush's and now the Democratic Party, President Obama's legislation, is the same thing. Citizens have to have an ID to work. We're all tracked, but then they're still going to selectively leave all the illegals alone. I mean, I want to be a first-class citizen, and as a citizen, I'm not. I'm at the bottom of the totem pole. Why do you think that's going on?
I think it's going on because, again, they want to, in terms of identity politics, with what we're seeing with the Democrats, they're trying to bring these people into the fold. And I don't understand it because I was having a conversation with someone who's fairly independent, who said to me, he said, these guys are largely conservative on most issues. The only issue that they even agree with the Democrats on is the fact that they should be able to break the law and stay in the country illegally. These people have no allegiance to the Democratic Party, so why are the Democrats clamoring to help them? I'll tell you why, because for the first time, you know, we saw Barack Obama gain a Democrat gain a whole lot of votes from sectors that they hadn't gained votes from before, that being one where many Latinos and Hispanics have been known to be a little lethargic about supporting the Democratic Party. However, now they are, and so we're seeing them clamoring to help them stay in the country illegally, and that's just wrong. It's wrong as hell. If these people come into this country illegally, they have committed a crime. They should be held accountable just like everybody else. Brothers in the hood are getting locked up for less, so if that's the case, then if you come across the border illegally, you have to be sent to jail. Forget that. Forget deporting them. Put them in jail. And people say, we don't have enough jail space. Of course we don't. Fine. Make tent cities, because my goal is to make them run right back across the border. Instead of running over here to this country, they'll run back across.
Here's the issue. If somebody came from China or Japan or Europe, that's thousands of miles away, and we don't have a history of wars with those countries. So many of these illegal aliens that are up here right now are trying to intimidate Hispanic Americans to join their race movement, their La Raza, their Mecha movement. I've had Hispanic caller after caller call in, and we're going to go to some more of those folks here in a moment. I have one guy that disagrees, so he'll go to the head of the line, the first caller in three shows I've done on this who actually disagrees. So please stay there. Gilbert, I believe, is the name. Yes, it's Gilbert. But think about this. And the news hid this, but I finally saw it in one local NBC news story out of San Francisco over the weekend of the five kids that school sent home for wearing American flag shirts. Three of them were Hispanic. And it turned out that two of them just so happened to be wearing shirts that had American flags. I mean, we've all got those. They sell them everywhere. They're at Old Navy, they're like $5. My little kids have got them. We wear them on the 4th of July. I mean, I don't mean to threaten anybody when I put out a picnic table that's got red, white, and blue on 4th of July to eat barbecue. I mean, I'm not evil here. And it was so threatening to the illegal group that was in that school that they demanded they be thrown out of school, and they were thrown out of school. That's the issue, is that so many of these people coming in, you know, really don't like the United States because Mexico lost that war.
And you're right. And it does. You know what? And Alex, you shouldn't have to sit up there and say what race they are, what ethnicity or whatever, because it doesn't make a difference. I go by America's independent voice. Look, this country has sinned. It's fallen short. But it needs to be held accountable for striving to be the great land and nation that it should be. And so that's why I say America's independent voice. Yes, I know about slavery. Yes, I know about civil rights. Yes, I know about Jim Crow and all of that. We overcame all of that stuff, and we're still overcoming. But the point is this. They're American citizens. They're entitled to wear the flag if they so choose. And when do people that come here illegally who have committed a crime, see, that's what people forget. People want to say all illegals are criminals. I'm not saying that just because people want to say that they come here committing crimes. I'm saying by the act of coming here without documentation, you are an illegal citizen. So when do you dictate to me, the American citizen, what I can wear, when I can wear it, and how long I can wear it? That's preposterous.
It's incredible, and it just gets worse and worse. I want to go to Gilbert, who disagrees, Chris and Paul, because they've been holding for a long time. When we come back in this next short segment, we're going to continue with our guest, but you'll get a chance to not just talk to Alex Jones, but Rob Redding of RedingNewsReview.com. Excellent syndicated broadcast. I suggest our affiliates out there look at picking it up. Great radio brought to you by a program director, so he knows what he's doing. And thank you for mentioning the Radio Inc., Rob. I haven't really covered it yet because I want to have a chance to read over it a few times, but it's a pretty positive report. It's an insider publication for those that don't know. And Dr. Laura went from 20-something affiliates to 400 after she was on the cover.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
All right, Rob Redding is our guest and Kid Radio host. Let's talk to Gilbert in Texas, who says he disagrees. Gilbert, go ahead, sir. Gilbert in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I wanted to say that this is a little overblown. I think the movie's terrific. I think it's a fictional movie, and I think people know to distinguish between fiction and reality, and we're not that stupid to go out there and do exactly what the movie, what a movie tells us to do or implies us to do. And
Well, Gilbert, Fox put out the trailer And they said this is a message to Arizona. And then it cuts to people with sniper rifles at politicians shot at the Capitol. And it has white people running around like a bunch of racists killing Hispanics. The point is that this is taxpayer funded, we've now discovered as well.
Well, let me tell you, as a supporter of immigrants, and I'm not for open borders, but as a supporter of immigrants, because I was a former teacher, that I've worked with immigrants myself, and they're fine people. The majority of them are all fine people. And right now I know an illegal immigrant myself that has been here all his life. His parents were too irresponsible to get him his papers. So now that he's married with kids here, he has to go all the way to Mexico and spend a couple of years or whatever, I don't know how long, and leave his family here, which is something that's out of the question.
Sir, if we just let everybody in, if we didn't have this big welfare system, it might work. The country is going bankrupt. Have you seen California laying all these people off, totally falling apart?
But the immigrants are the hardest working segment of the population. Look at every kitchen, look at every street, look at every construction site. The hardest work is being done by the immigrants.
Let me get a comment from Rob Redding on this. Rob,
what kind of weed are you smoking? I don't understand. I mean, if you say the immigrants are the hardest working population, they are taking jobs away from individuals that were already in line, even people that immigrated legally. I have tons of people that call into my show that immigrated here legally that say these folks are jumping in front of us and unemploying us. They came here legally.
Well, let me tell you something. You can make the case for Walmart and any big corporation overcompeting for jobs and taking away jobs from and businesses from everyone. You can make that case for anything.
Don't change the issue. You're the one saying that immigrants are good for America. I'm not saying immigrants are bad. I'm saying illegals are bad. And as far as your friend goes, it's not our fault that he's illegally here. His parents should have done what they should have done in taking care of that paperwork. So, you know what? I'm crying no tears here for this guy having to go back and handle his business.
Well, that's an opinion. It's not a fact. I think that's
Let me expand on this, sir. Are you denying that they have 800-plus sanctuary cities where citizens are arrested for drunk driving and not having insurance and ticketed, but illegals aren't?
You know, that's the truth. Let me tell you, the problem is the government. It isn't the people that are the immigrants. They didn't make that law.
What do you mean? Vicente Fox came to Austin and gave money 5 years ago and gave awards to the state, to the city, and to Wells Fargo for allowing them to have rights that citizens don't have, sir. Listen, what about all the illegals that are running around saying this is Mexico? Spain had it, France had it, Russia had California. I mean, they don't say they have a claim. I mean, it was the United States. Mexico attacked troops in Oklahoma. That's why the U.S. Marines and Army went down there and took over Mexico City, and they didn't take that. They paid Mexico for what was here. Let's just say this is really Mexico. Why would people want to turn this into Mexico? Look at what's happened in Mexico. Gilbert?
Party of people. You know, who cares about what those people say? You know, that's just a small portion of the population. I mean, I'm a Latino, and I don't say that. I don't care who owns this country. As long as I'm free and I can do whatever I want, who cares? Who cares what the Minutemen say?
Well, you say you think it's a great – hold on. You think it's a great movie. Have you seen Machete?
I've seen the trailer. It looks terrific, and I've seen his other movies, and they're absolutely entertaining. So I'm looking forward to see it.
Gilbert, are you here legally?
No, but if I wasn't, I would be proud to be here illegally, because there's nothing wrong with looking for liberty. Any human being that looks for liberty, power to them. I don't think liberty should be only allowed for
people. You can't just take liberty, sir. You can't take liberty hostage, and that's what these people are doing.
Well, you know, so be it.
I'm not going to let some illegals hijack liberty, sir. I'm not going to do it.
And you know what? I'm not going to stay in a country where I'm a slave, an economic slave. I'm not going to stay in a country where I might get killed. And I'm not going to stay in a country where I can't
No one's killing you.
Family.
No one's enslaving you.
He's talking about Mexico.
Oh.
I'm talking about Mexico.
Okay.
And I'll escape at any time, and I don't care what anybody says. And you know what? I'm a supporter of the 9/11 movement. I'm a supporter of false flag. I believe the government does false flag. But you know what? I can't disagree more with you guys on this issue. And I think I have a right to. You know,
sir, we just had you on air. We went to you first. I mean, my whole issue is there's 600 million people in Latin America. There's over 6 billion globally that all want to come here. We can't have 6 billion people here. And We're the most open country in the world. I mean, Mexico has the most draconian border control after North Korea. They admit that. They grab Guatemalan immigrants and treat, you know, in Mexico they treat natives horribly. I'm just sick of Mexico telling America how bad it is. Rob Redding's our guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Rob Redding is our guest. I want to go to Chris, Paul, Ian, Ivan, Joe, and others for you on this subject. But this is the perfect divide and conquer for the Ford Foundation and the government, where you bring in tens of millions of people and they just say, look, I'll come here if I want. People come here. There's ads in the newspaper in Mexico. This has been in the news saying, come here. When your water breaks, have your baby, you can stay, you all go on welfare, the baby's paid for. They're telling teachers and highway patrol people they've got to work 5 days a week and be paid for four. They're laying off half the cops in many towns, in Ohio, California, you name it. Everything's collapsing. The nation's bankrupt. And kids wear American flags in school and have to leave because it's upsetting. And then he says, oh, no, that's not the view. And I think this movie Machete is wonderful when I've got the script and it is off the charts horrible. Mr. Redding, break this down for us, your view on it.
I think that what we're seeing here is exactly what you just said. This is a tragedy in motion, and there are people that are racing toward the flames. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, what we're seeing in terms, and the only reason why I'm thinking
clearly here is because I'm an independent. I'm off the political party plantation. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not even a partisan independent. I'm a nonconformist independent. I can see this for what it is. I don't care about the Republicans getting more votes. I don't care about the Democrats getting more votes, or the Libertarians, or anyone else. I'm not aligning with any right, left, center coalition on this thing, either for or against. I am going rogue here, I guess, for a better way to put it, and just saying, look, this is wrong. To have these people imported as the quote-unquote new slaves within this whole economic structure that these people are trying to build here, and we see it being built before our eyes on their backs, and unemploying people that have been in line first that are American citizens, and not lock these people up is dead wrong.
It is, Rob. It is dead wrong. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Texas. We just talked to Chris. Who's up next, John? Chris in Texas is. We had an earlier Chris. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I want to thank you, man. First-time caller, long-time listener. I am just blown away, downright furious. I mean, from this Robert Rodriguez film, I once, and I will say, used to be a fan of his. I enjoyed some of his earlier shows. But as a Hispanic American, you know, as a Hispanic in America, I literally just have to step down from that and just say, it's not right. I mean, as Hispanics, you know, that live here in America, people, they have to, and I'm talking about them specifically, have to sit back and say, listen, we're Americans first. We were born here. We had loved ones and family members die in wars in this country to give us the right to live here. And to sit there and join arms with groups that believe in this Aztlan, this Mexico Rising, it's ludicrous, and it's a slap in the face of everybody who's fought, whether you're Hispanic.
And Mexico's not rising. It's not the example. I mean, exactly. It never had a 1776. I mean, I wish. Have you seen the video of that communist school teacher saying,
yes,
look, these racist white people don't really dislike us because we're brown. They don't like us because we're communist. And, well, that's actually true. Imagine having a bunch of foreigners saying, we love communism. And let me tell you, that's a big percentage of these people because the universities and schools teach it. I mean, I'm not for turning my guns in. And most of these immigrant groups, when they vote, they end up voting for big government and gun control. And so, of course, and then Robert Rodriguez is making a movie where these pro-gun militias are the bad guys. There aren't militias out murdering people at the border. It's made up.
He demonizes it, Alex. What Robert Rodriguez and people, what Hispanics don't understand is they are going to demonize good, tax-paying, voting Hispanics that live in America that, you know, like myself, who married a white woman who's having a child. You know what? There's nothing wrong with embracing your heritage and your ancestors, but there's something wrong with not embracing who you are as an American and having the pride in what you are. My son will speak Spanish, but he will learn American first. He will learn English first. You know, our son will embrace that, but you know, Alex, when I saw that teacher, that college teacher sitting there talking, that hate, that communist, that socialistic, it broke my heart as a Hispanic, because right then and there, when people see this, they're just too ignorant and dumb to sit there.
Well,
and
Chris,
to be able
that's
to...
why I saw this on Cinco de Mayo last week. I was going to play it, but I was like, man, I don't want to give in to the division, because even countering it may cause that, and I was thinking about not even covering it, because there's so much other stuff to cover. And then I got contacted by two Hispanic members of Rodriguez's crew saying, look, have you seen the trailer? It's worse than that. And then I got the script, and I can't even – when you read this script, I mean, it is just – and I don't want to spoil the whole film, so I'm not going to release the whole script. And it is a free speech issue, and I could probably release it, but I'm not going to. We've shown certain sections of it so we can prove what we're saying. I can't believe it, and I appreciate your call, Chris. Comments on that, Rob Redding?
Well, I haven't seen the Rodriguez movie or trailer, so I'm kind of jumping in on this. But I can say this, that to demonize groups that carry guns and say that they're supremacists or what have you is an overgeneralization. I've never been for gun control in this country. I believe that we should have the right to carry. We should defend our country, and those things are important. But just to blatantly say that these groups automatically oppose you because of your race is wrong. Lots of people stand on principle here. I stand on principle of the fact that you have to do it the right way. Yes, there's a process. It takes a while. But if you want to truly get in this country, you can. But you cannot come in breaking laws, and we cannot condone the porous borders that we're seeing.
Well, plus we're being told we've got to give all our rights up because terrorists are going to kill us. And then the border's basically wide open, and they use illegal alien labor to build the 50 miles of the 200-mile fence they never finished. I mean, it's a joke. Let's talk to Paul in Texas. You're on the air with Rob Redding. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Alex. I've been listening to you concerning this Robert Rodriguez, movie. And, you have to keep in mind that, he's up there with Tarantino, you know? It's just ridiculous and absurd, you know? Like, I understand how it just comes in at exactly the right time, you know, to incite people. But for the most part, people will not replicate this. You know, it would be like people going around after watching American History X and committing the same acts of violence that they see there, you know?
No, it's different. In American History X, the white supremacist is the bad guy. Okay? This isn't done that way. Whites are attacking churches, crucifying Catholic priests, trying to murder Hispanic children, murdering Hispanics in cold blood. They shoot it at the Capitol. They put out a trailer saying, this is a message to Arizona. That's why Fox has now pulled the trailer. They realize that that was then mixed in with reality. And believe me, once you see this movie, when it comes out, because I haven't seen the film, but I've got the script, which is the film. This is not like a black exploitation film or something that, you know, has a little bit of this in it. And this is free speech. You know, he can do this. My only issue is I'm constantly hearing how tea parties are all racist and they want to kill everybody. And 99% of that's made up and a lie. Okay. And if you're against government health care, you're racist. Or if you're against the banker bailout, you're racist. When that's injecting the racial issue. Look, I'm a 36-year-old white guy. Okay. I grew up in Dallas, Texas. I will assure you, I hardly ever heard anything racial, nothing from my parents, nothing deer hunting with rednecks, nothing from anybody. The only time I heard it was from other groups, and it was mainly like a joke, you know, to me. So I don't understand it because believe me, all I ever hear about is how white people have this big secret, you know, operation of racism. And yeah, there's some toothless Klan members out there running around. And half the time you do the research, it's federally funded, like Hal Turner, who was always attacking me. I don't even know what to say, but I appreciate your call. Comments on that, Rob Redding?
Well, there definitely exists in America racism, and that's definitely an issue. People that say that the Tea Party movement is all racial, obviously it's an overgeneralization. However, let me just say, I was at a Tea Party gathering where they were protesting on tax day in Seattle, and I felt like I was at a Klan rally. I'm not going to lie. I felt very uncomfortable. There were black people there, but they were watching on the outskirts. I decided to go in and mingle with the crowd. It's just the number of white people that we're seeing that oppose the president. Some of the signs that they were carrying on Barack Obama felt Klan-like. It's easy. It makes it easy for the Democrats, because remember, I'm not one. I'm an independent. It makes it easy for the Democrats to tar these people and say, you know what? All of these people are racist.
But isn't that also a self-fulfilling prophecy that from day one, the media said it was racist? And so black people then don't feel comfortable going?
Might be. I mean, that's why I made it a point to go into the rally and to see for myself how I would be received. No one spoke to me. No one said hello. I said hello to several people. Some people just looked at me like, you're out of place. What are you doing here?
Well, that's bad news. I hadn't seen much evidence of that, but certainly there's a lot of different variants of Tea Party. There's Republican Tea Party Nation. There's the Ron Paul type Tea Parties that I assure you black folks are welcome at. And look, I have no doubt that there is, you know, racism in some areas of the Republican Party, and there are white people out there that are racist. I mean, I'll be honest, I like Northerners, but I've been up to New York and places a lot. And that's when I really first in my life heard racial politics, and maybe it's because everybody's herded in together in a big compact city, but I did hear some of it, over the years, just randomly in places like that, but that is certainly not good news there. So it's just further division then.
It is further division. I mean, look, it does exist. Some of it's being overplayed by these political parties, and that's exactly what we're seeing here on the immigration issue. So I think that, you know, again, some of it in terms of Tea Party is in terms of what we're seeing in terms of opposition to the president. I have a concern, though, I will say, about Barack Obama being called a socialist. Every charismatic black guy that we see that comes into power, and I've been saying this over and over again, that comes into power. You can look at Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. They were all called socialists. So and people say, well, that completely absolves me of being racist. I just believe Barack Obama's a socialist. Well, all Democrats under that description are socialists because Hillary Clinton would be doing the same thing. You have
yeah,
to
but they did call
further.
Hillary a socialist, too. I mean, look how big the government's getting. Look, but it's more like fascism because it's all going to the banks. But I
right.
mean, I.
He's continued that destructive fascist policy that we've seen from George Bush. And you can attack Barack Obama on sheer policy. You don't have to name call. You can just say the fact that only 1% of the stimulus has gone to black firms when 5% exist out there. You can say he lied to the black farmers and be completely right and say, why are you guys supporting this guy? I mean, he's supposed to be black like you, but he doesn't act like you. The whole point is he's not catching, quote unquote, your back here. And he's not speaking to the issues that you're concerned about. He says he's not going to do anything about black unemployment. He says he's not particularly concerned. He says these are the new highs that we're seeing. We shouldn't be too concerned in terms of unemployment altogether in general. The point is that the guy's not doing what he said he was going to do, and that's where you nail him. You don't have to nail him and say he's a socialist. You don't have to nail him and name call or to paint him as some jigaboo on a big poster. All you have to do is say he is not doing what he said he was going to do, and he's continuing to give money to corporate crooks just like George Bush did.
Well, that's my issue is Republicans who like George Bush should love Obama, continuing the Patriot
right.
Act, secret torture, new wars, banker bailouts, the insurance companies wrote the health care plan. I pointed out it's not really socialism. It's just piracy.
Right.
It's robbery. But, you know, the Republican Party loves to play that thing. They're fighting socialism, and they're against big government when we see the government grow just as fast under Republicans. So I agree with you there.
Strategic ambiguity. That's what it is.
Strategic ambiguity. That's a good term. Yeah, well,
that's
you
exactly
never really get them nailed down.
That's right, because if you just say he's a socialist, they get on this whole big bandwagon. Therefore, you put them right back into that Republican tent, and that's when you've got them, and they're going again in the Republican sphere and putting another Republican in office so they can continue this farce that we're seeing over and over again. It's just recycling.
Good point. Ivan in Texas, you're on the air with Rob Redding. Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing good. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, I woke up a long time ago back when I was in high school. I stopped believing in the whole Republican, Democrat thing. And I realized that what it was really all about is just a Hegelian system. It's the state is supreme and the individual really has no rights. The individual only exists in certain states. And, anyway.
Well, they only let you exist in your group. And then your group's got a government anointed leader who gets the airtime, who gets put on the news. And then that leader makes it all about your group instead of about your rights as a human.
Yeah, exactly. It's collectivism. And all I wanted to say is I basically called because that the caller you had on earlier, he said that all the people you see working are all Mexicans. Well, the only reason that is because they're willing to settle for lower wages. As more of them come in and take up more of the jobs, it's going to lower wages for everybody. And, you know, if it keeps going the way it's going, eventually the economy is going to collapse and everybody's going to be poor. And that's the reason why Americans are trying to fix our country, which is what the Mexicans should be doing. They should be going back to Mexico and fix their country.
Well, that's another issue. The U.S. is used as a steam valve for revolution, for crime. Mexico needs to become free. If it was given a true private property free market system, it would be just as wealthy as the United States, perhaps more so. And, you know, that's the issue is they want to get out of Mexico. They want to say this is Mexico, but then they don't want to embrace America, a lot of them. And, you know, that guy said, well, I'm all for America, but, you know, he thinks the film Machete's great, but he hadn't seen the film. Well, I've read the script, and I've talked to filmmakers that have seen the film now, and I have, you know, it's worse than I can even describe. Comments on what Ivan was just saying, Mr. Redding?
Well, I agree with him, and I agree with you again. You know, it's disturbing anytime you have anybody that's trying to stoke emotion, stoke fear, and that's what it sounds like this movie is doing. There are enough issues that are real, true race issues in this country that we should be concerned about. I don't believe people being here illegally and defending, quote unquote, their rights when they have none under our Constitution. How could they? They're not here legally. We should be concerned about them.
Absolutely. Very well said. I mean, it's simple. I mean, it's like special rights for these people.
Yeah. Or if someone said to me the other day, the Constitution said, I was like, why are you talking about the Constitution? These folks don't fall under it. They're not American citizens.
Meanwhile, the Congress is trying to take the rights of citizens. If they think you might be a terrorist, you don't get due process and can be disappeared. But nobody's worried about that. Or naked body scanners for all Americans, whether you're, you know, babies or whatever color they are, they're going to be put through naked body scanners.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. This whole scanning and watching individuals and being able to see their entire body, what's under their clothing, it's lewd. It's and they're talking about, well, nobody's going to see these images. Well, they are going to see these images, and they can archive these images. They're lying through their teeth, and I don't know who they think they're fooling. And that's why you're one of the most dangerous voices in America, and that's the reason why I put you on KMLB, because you're telling the truth, Alex, and I'm telling you, people are starting to wake up. Keep doing what you're doing. You're going to see more stations at your show.
Well, thank you. God bless you. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Wisconsin. You're on the air with Rob Redding. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? Reagan and Bush, are, you know, when they were in office, they had some rich friends, owned Walmart, big corporations, big factories. They wanted Mexican labor.
Oh, yeah.
They let it happen. And let me tell you something. Our politicians have sold us out as a country, as a people, for the lust of greed, to satisfy their selfish power lust to rule and control the earth. Our forefathers sacrificed our liability and our freedom was in vain due because of these monsters that are the Bilderbergs and the politicians who obey them. The present-day politicians do not want to recognize the Constitution. They pretend, you know, it's just toilet paper. I bet bottom dollar your show is monitored by the CIA and other government agencies for pointing out all this. The head of the, you know, snake, the evil that wants to inflict tyranny on us, is the Bilderberg members.
I hear you, Joe. Good points. More straight ahead with Rob Redding. Stay with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Mr. Rob Redding is our guest, RedingNewsReview.com. Really appreciate him joining us today, syndicated radio broadcaster. Look, when I saw the machete trailer, when I see these students getting up and professors saying, aha, we're going to get the gringos, they're scum, I know that's not the majority of Hispanics. Listen to all the Hispanic callers. I go have events here in Austin or places or L.A., and half the people are Hispanic.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to be fighting with people. I'm sick of it. And you know, the Democratic Party was for slavery at the time it was there. Then they were the party that fought it, and that's good later, you know, segregation and all that. And now, most of the time, they're just invoking it politically to go after their enemies. But so are the Republicans with, you know, ads they run about convicts and things.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, do you see us coming out of this, or do you see it getting worse?
I see us coming. Well, first of all, Barack Obama scared the hell out of me, and he still does. And when he was elected, people said, oh, great, you know, because people had already started to get so disillusioned with George Bush and government. And I thought that was a great thing. Not government, but politics and partisans. And I talk about this in my book, Hired Hatred. The point is this. When I saw Barack Obama, this charismatic black guy, come up through the ranks, I was completely infuriated, and the reason why is because he's been able to corral people back into identity politics, back into the Democratic fold, and it starts all over again. I am looking for an implosion in political parties, looking for the fact that we need to get back to good government. We need to understand what George Washington said a long time ago when he was the first president, that political parties are divisive. We've divided ourselves within race. We've divided ourselves within family, husband against wife, son against brother. It's just one of those things, you know, father against son. It's one of those things where we have to get back to good government. And what Barack Obama has done is set us back and put us back under this tent. And now we're starting to see a division where the Republicans are playing race politics against him. It's just it's an ongoing cycle. So for us to answer the question, to get out of this, we have to have more shows like yours, more shows like mine that expose these people for what they are. They are playing us against each other. And until we recognize that, until we stop it, will we ever come out of this? We have to get back to good government. We have to get back to policymaking and calling a spade a spade. If these people are here illegally, let's deal with that. But let's not pat somebody on the back that's done wrong and say, you're right. You're wrong as hell. The truth is the truth. That's the one thing that I agree with you on. You said over and over on this show, I am for the truth. And that's what I believe. The same thing you do.
Well, I apologize to all the other callers that we don't have time to get to, but Dan in Virginia and many others should be able to get back on live tomorrow on the Friday edition. And we appreciate our guest, Rob Redding of Redding Review. Tell us about your website a little bit.
Redding News Review is a website I started 8 years ago back in Atlanta when I did my talk show because people were literally upset with me for reading the Atlanta Journal and Constitution. They called it the Atlanta Journal and Constipation. So I started Redding News Review, and it's been online. It'll be 9 years old in March. The show is named after it, Redding News Review, the show, which is heard on GCN and on XM and other stations across the country on Sundays from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Well, you've got a great broadcast. You ought to do 5 days a week.
And I would love to.
It was great being on with you. I look forward to coming on your show.
Oh, I'd love to have you on this Sunday.
Absolutely. This Sunday I'll be on talking about a host of issues with all the perverts and stuff in the Republican Party and how they're being sexually blackmailed. We'll be talking about that and more on your show this Sunday. Rob Redding, great having you here.
Thank you, and congratulations to you again on Radio Week.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Well, that's it for this broadcast. Great job to the crew. And I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the economy and these brain-eating vaccines and so much more. Have some very informative guests joining us as well. Great job to the crew. I want to thank all the listeners and supporters out there. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission starts now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.